Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This is Raheemi Harrison Grody with Clay Harbor.
And that song is perfect for him.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just going to let you two yell at each other.
No one's yelling. We're just talking very softly on this beautiful Thursday.
We're on 670 The Score. No, we like to have fun though. I did want to ask this because it is the news of the day.
Yeah.
Clay, have you seen the indictments surrounding Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and Damon Jones in the NBA?
I've seen that he was running some kind of gambling scheme through the mob. So, and I literally just was on Twitter and just scrolled kind of past it.
So he wasn't running it. He was like the face that would get other people at the table where they had these X-ray machines under the poker table. And they could see the cards. Oh, yeah.
Allegedly. But according to the feds. So do with that what you will.
Yeah. And they had like the glasses with the chips in the marked cards. So they knew what cards people were holding. So it's like if Clay Harbor, famous guy in Chicago, was like, hey, guys, you want to come play poker with some rich friends of yours? You lure them in there and they are the fish. And now they're playing poker, then they lose tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars in one night.
But I also ask this question because as a former athlete, the concept of an active coach getting indicted by the FBI, like how do you put that into words? Like we're saying it, but I don't necessarily think that even we can give it the gravity that the appalling nature that this would have not only on a team but on a league.
I've never experienced anything like it. So I honestly couldn't tell you. Yeah. I mean, I was there for when Tom Brady was suspended with Deflategate, and the Patriots handled that beautifully. Nobody said the word deflate or gate in a separate sentence even. Like, it was just nothing that was talked about, and you just focused on your job, and we knew that Tom was going to be suspended for 4 games, and after that, he was coming back. We ended up having Jimmy for 2, we ended up having Jacoby Brissett for 2, and then Tom came back after that. But I've never been a part of anything like what I'm hearing about this Chauncey Billups situation.
Yeah, because Bountygate was before your time, right?
And Bountygate was, it was before my time.
Yeah, so
Russ Wilson brought that up this week.
Oh, did he? When he was getting with Sean Payton.
In response to Sean Payton's comments, I don't know if you heard him referencing Jackson Dart and glad that they
made the move.
Yes, was not happy that they didn't still have Russ as their starter. He responded via social media and said something to the effect of, What was it? The still out here getting bounties, basically saying coming after him, Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And of course, bounties is a very direct correlation to what happened in New Orleans.
Yeah, he was definitely insinuating that, which is, you know, the way that relationship went, that's fair. I wasn't the biggest Sean Payton fan when I played for him, but he was a hard-nosed coach, man. He's one of those guys that commanded respect, and it was his way or the highway. But obviously, their relationship wasn't something that was good, but something that was good that came from Sean Payton's coaching tree for the Bears, Dennis Allen, the week he had last week. I'm curious to see what happens if Lamar plays, if he's got a plan to stop him.
So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Oh, I want Lamar to play. I'm firmly in this. Let's find out, is this real? Is it not? What are we really looking at with the turnovers and everything else? Like, can you stop a multiple-time MVP? Let's find out.
I mean, that's tough. And the thing with Lamar is defensive coordinators don't mind quarterback runs as much as they do the scrambles, because there's things to stop the quarterback zone runs. There's things to stop the zone reads. There's plays you can run. But when you got a guy like Lamar that can just break off a 50-yard scramble, obviously his hamstring is 100%. We don't know how he's going to be playing, but it's just different. But Dennis Allen deserves a lot of respect for the start he had. And since week three, total defense yards allowed third in the NFL. Passing yards allowed 5th, rushing yards allowed 12th, points allowed 8th. He's been locked in. I mean, this defense has been playing, and you hear all these guys talking about how much they respect him. And you saw that locker room after the game and how excited they were for him to get that W. So that's something that you know. These guys love playing for Dennis Allen. He wasn't afraid to make that move to put TJ at Mike linebacker, to put Tremaine at will. And let me talk to you about those two guys. Those two guys are playing as good as any linebacker tandem in the NFL playing off each other since TJ came back. It's only two-game span. TJ is playing excellent at the mic. Tremaine looks like a true will linebacker, running sideline to sideline. His athleticism is hard to stop. Those two guys have been playing extremely well. Big Billings, I have to say, even with Grady Jarrett going out, I'm watching this tape. I mean, this guy's a monster in the run game. He's taking up double teams like nothing. He's letting these linebackers run free. So he's one of those guys that's been a little bit underrated. I think Big Billings needs to get some of his credit.
Well, and I think he got a lot of credit before he got injured, Clay. I felt like he was a key piece of the run defense. And we know that different coordinators and different coaches are going to see different things in their talent. I'm still waiting for that part of this, by the way. Typically, you know, when a new head coach comes in, sometimes players that we're used to seeing may not be somebody's first choice. And it's nice that Billings is getting this run because of, unfortunately, the starter they had planned for, Grady, is unhealthy. But there are other players where I'm wondering what is going to happen at the trade deadline. You know, could we see somebody go that we're not expecting?
I don't think so. The name that you keep seeing floated out there is Braxton Jones. And I understand it. Like, if somebody's in a big need for a left tackle, you could probably tax them on that. We know Chicago, we love to tax. We could probably tax them on that one. Okay? And we got Ozzie there. And if you have some belief in Ozzie, then you kind of have your backup tackle. Because if Darnell goes down, you can throw Ozzie at right. If Theo goes down, you hope that Ozzie can play left. And if, you know, even if Theo goes down, you still got Kieran Amagaji on the roster there. So you do have some depth there. But I don't know if I'd be willing to give up that depth right now and how much they do trust Ozzie. He was a second-round draft pick. So he's the one guy that I look at that say, hey, maybe you could trade him and get something in return. As far as the Bears getting some help, I mean, I think Austin Booker coming back is going to help the D-line. I thought Montez Sweat played a heck of a game, and I got to give him his flowers because I was one of the guys talking about him and saying he needed to be better. And guess what? He showed up, and that's something that you want to see from a guy getting paid as much as he is getting paid. So that's been really good to see what you saw from Montez Sweat. Good in the run game, obviously the forced fumble, batted passes. He's been showing up some more. Who else do I think on that defense? Jaquan Brisker has been playing extremely well, too. Obviously, Kevin Byard with all the interceptions. Most interceptions since he's been in the NFL. I mean, that's something cool you get to say. Jaquan Brisker, his blitzing, his run stopping, as well as his coverage has been great. And we hope that Tyreek Stevenson is a guy that can play this week because he's been improving. He looks like a number one cornerback, and he can shut down a number one wide receiver. He's been getting better every week. And if he's out, I think that puts the Bears' defensive backfield in a bind.
Clay Harbor, thanks again for always taking the time. You can watch Clay today on CHSN at 5:30. It is the Big Pro Football Show. Our friend David Harb, Ruthie Polinsky hosting with him. Clay Harbs 82 on X if you want to check it out. He's also on Instagram as well. Clay, thank you as always.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Clay.
Coming up next, Qadri Ismail. That's right, the 10-year NFL wideout. He is also part of the pregame and postgame for WJZ-TV in Baltimore, giving us some intel about the Ravens that is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.